Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network. Time for a look at our pre-opening markets here this morning. Complete check of all those markets coming up when we come back in a moment.
P&K knows these are extraordinary times, but after 40 years, we know how resilient our community can be. The health and safety of our customers and employees are our top priority, but we also know that the grass will still grow, our animals will still need care, and your equipment still needs to run. P&K is meeting the needs of our customers online, from choosing a tractor and securing financing to ordering parts and scheduling service. Visit our website or call one of our stores. P&K Equipment and John Deere Ben will continue to be here for our customers, a promise that will not change.
Dating back to 1891, Stillwater Milling Company has been supplying ranchers with the highest quality feeds made from the highest quality ingredients. Their full line of A&M feeds can be delivered direct to your farm, found at their AgriCenter stores in Stillwater, Davis, Claremore, and Perry, or at more than 125 dealers in Oklahoma, Arkansas, Kansas, and Texas. We appreciate Stillwater Milling Company's longtime support of the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network, and we encourage you to go to stillwatermill.com to learn more about their products and services. It appears the cash cattle trade will follow the lead of the last few weeks, with some trade developing on Monday afternoon, signifying the potential of light trade trickling in during the week. Large amount of negotiated trade last week could spark additional momentum this week. Even though price ranges at this point are not as wide as in the past few weeks, still remains a $9 range in dressed cattle. It's likely that additional trade may develop over the next few days, but it's going to be hard to pinpoint a market trend before the last half of the week. Widespread losses have continued to develop in all sectors of the hog market during early week trade, leaving concerns for further market pressure to develop as the week continues. June futures are still leading the complex lower, with traders focusing on the large amount of market-ready hogs available to the market as production plants continue to ramp up processing levels and overall output of pork. Given the continued uncertainty with China and surging retail pork prices over the last 3 weeks, it's uncertain just how much overall pork will be moved through the system. Moving to the grains, July Kansas City wheat down 8 cents, 462 and a half yesterday, ending a 4-day winning streak with pressure from a beneficial forecast of light to moderate rains this week across Western Europe. Moderate to heavy totals expected across Ukraine and Russia, keeping crop conditions mostly favorable in that important region. Here in the U.S., the forecast is dry for hard red winter wheat areas, and temperatures are expected to turn hotter as the week progresses. July corn traded as much as 6.5 cents lower early Monday, but ended down about 6.25 cents at 323.5. Crops are expected to benefit from this week's forecast of warmer temperatures with light to moderate rain amounts. Monday morning's weather map showed rain in northeastern Iowa and surrounding areas moving slowly eastward. And July soybeans traded lower early, but ended down just 0.25 cent yesterday as confusing rumors continue to swirl. We're going to check futures in a moment.
Calling all farmers and ranchers. Don't miss the Oklahoma City Farm Show June 18th through 20th at the Bennett Event Center at State Fair Park. See the latest in farm and ranch equipment and services along with live cattle demonstrations. Arrive early for free coffee and rolls and register to win $1,000 in show bucks sponsored by Great Plains Kubota. Take a test drive and enter to win a zero-turn Spartan mower. Show hours 9 to 5, 4 p.m. Saturday. Admission and parking are free. Visit OklahomaCityFarmShow.com for details.
Well, June live cattle down 142 at 98.30. August down 62 cents, 98.97. October down 5 cents at 101.37. August feeder cattle up 77, 136.12. The September was up 145, 137.20. June hogs down 225, 54.60. July down 187, 55.15. Kansas City wheat, July was down 8 cents, 462.5. Wheat was down, September down 7.75 at 469.25. Chicago wheat, July down 5.5, 515.25. September down 5.25, 518.25. July corn down 2.5, 323.25. September was down 2.75 at 327.25. July soybeans down 0.25, 840.5. August down 0.25, 843.25.
I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.